Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, and thanks for listening to the podcast. My name's April, but you might know me as the Podzilla. I've decided that I really want to share some things that I know because I know now that I didn't always know what I know, but now I do. So every week, I'll be sharing bite-sized real talks with advice that you didn't even know you needed. If you already follow me online, then you know that I love talking about why everybody is a good body, but there's lots of things that I didn't know about body positivity and activism that I'd love to share with you, as well as sharing my advice as a fat person so that you, like me, can become more inclusive and happy with your own body. I'm here to learn, teach, and grow. So if you are too, subscribe to hear from me whenever a new episode drops. Guess who's back? Back again. Well, who else would it be? It's episode 8 of the podcast. Today, we're talking about something I've touched on in my first episode. Let's discuss why body acceptance isn't fat liberation and why I make space for both. Some people know body acceptance as body neutrality, or they may have mistaken body positivity for it. But the truth is that neither of those things quite cover what body acceptance is. In an article for Goop, Jessamine Stanley speaks about body acceptance, and reading the words feel like seeing my thoughts on paper before I've even had the chance to think them. In the opening of the article, a perfect summary. We do need to get to a place of caring about our bodies in the way that we care about any other possession. You want to take care of your body and your health the same way you want to take care of your car or your house. It's just part of the ownership manual. That's the core idea. I have spoken about the ways that body positivity is self-love externalized. In saying that, I've also reminded myself and others that love is not always hype. It is not always enjoyment or celebration. Love is nurturing. Love is balancing the tough times with the soft places to land. Love is taking better care of something than you would for something that doesn't mean as much to you. And why always is it ourself that is that thing? When we become able to embrace and nurture ourselves, being compassionate and offering rest, we also instill the belief within ourselves that others also need that. We find ourselves less and less interested in passing judgment on who's allowed to have that love. Toxic body image beliefs have held us hostage and made us believe that to be entitled to love yourself, you must meet multiple standards: beauty, health, and body. All of these things are based on a Eurocentric, colonized ideal that could only exist through eradicating the beauty of others, either literally or through oppression. As I said in my episode about thin privilege, and many times since, the privilege of being able to walk down the street without being judged, without having to fear that someone will make assumptions about you, is one afforded much more often to people living in thin bodies. But nobody is immune to body image scrutiny. This is why I still follow, support, and am real-life friends with so many people with slim bodies. The reality of how cruel mainstream media can make us when comparing bodies is stark. I have been the subject of so many nasty remarks about my specific body from thin people, some who openly found me to be something repellent, to be hated or pitied or both, and some who pretended, maybe even to themselves, to be my friend. I could list some of the really hurtful things I remember having said to me. There are lots, but I have so many other things I could be doing with my time. So instead, I'll focus on why I think these people are the reason I want to continue to see thin people reminding each other why they are also okay. Why they also should accept themselves. Do you think someone who loves their own body and feels confident in its worth and value and how that should be determined would spend time judging what others do with their bodies? I'm not talking about weight loss gurus who purport to love their bodies because they've been smashing down kale smoothies and want to help. That's concern trolling and health morality, and it belongs in the bin. I mean, if someone was genuinely okay with themselves, was able to fully recover from any negative body image or eating disorder, and detox from beauty ideals and outdated or incorrect medical BS like the BMI, would they be better to be around? Would they become considerably more likely to support their friends no matter their body shape, size, race, ability, or gender? I'm inclined to believe they would. I've said it before, hurt people, and happy people are happy when other people are too. So when you see thin people reminding each other that bodies should exist without constant self-scrutiny, think about why they need that. Those people will see the same value in others as they see in themselves, because they will know that bodies are homes for souls and minds, that a body is a vessel that is valuable simply because it exists. If the world was suddenly filled with people, the people for whom it is made, saying, "No, unmake this. This only works for some of us, and that's not cool," then that would be a world where many more of us would be happier. There is no need for people who hold privilege to speak over those of us who still experience the oppression of being someone who isn't all the things society has taught us to be or to strive to be. And that is why this podcast exists, why I do what I do. I want the people who come to listen to what I have to say to understand that I firmly believe we all have a place and a role in making things better. And how we get there is by using our voice when it is needed. So if you get a chance to speak up against the system, I encourage you to do it, because your body, my body, everybody is a good body. Thanks again for listening to this episode of The Bodcast, part of the Acast Creator Network. If you enjoyed it, then don't forget to rate, like, subscribe, follow, whatever it is that you need to do so that you don't miss an episode. And if you know someone that might like it, don't forget to share it with them. You can also come and chat to me about anything from this episode on Instagram or Facebook. You'll find me at The Bodzilla. This podcast is about me, but it's also about you. So if you have questions, need advice, or want to hear my thoughts on something, head to thebodzilla.com and let me know. I'll leave the links where you can find them.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.